B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together. This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Reality television star Whitney Port returns to the small screen this summer. And behind the scenes, she's keeping busy as the mom of an active toddler son. Whitney's here now with the latest on her career, motherhood.
Hi, Roxanne.
Whitney, I'll talk with you first about what you've been up to lately. I know you have so much going on in your life as a mom and on television as a fashion designer. So what have you been up to?
Yeah, a lot of exciting things. So we reshot The Hills, New Beginnings, which airs on June 24th on MTV. And I just recently launched my podcast with Wit, which has been really, really fun and rewarding. And then I'm also a mom to an almost two-year-old boy named Sunny.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. I can relate. I have a daughter who just turned two. My first daughter turned two.
Oh, my gosh. It's
so exciting. So since you've become a mom, what are some of the things that you've realized? Oh, my gosh, I never knew this was going to happen, or maybe a mommy myth?
I mean, so much. You probably understand, like, we are constantly inundated with so much unsolicited advice.
Yep.
And I can be quite impressionable, so it's really hard for me to weed out what's actually true and what I shouldn't be listening to.
So that was new mom Whitney Port, new mom to a two-year-old. Now, I have to admit, I knew the name when I heard that I was going to interview Whitney Port, but I had to think about it. Like, I know I've seen her in People magazine. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
Okay. She was on The Hills.
The Hills,
years
okay.
ago. Remember that
yeah.
show? Reality yeah. TV star. And then she's done a lot since then. But it's funny because what do you do nowadays when you're, especially if you're going to interview somebody? I always go to Instagram and I see how many followers they have.
Yeah, that's the place to go right now.
Then you gauge, like, oh, she has 1.4 million followers.
Right.
So I may not know exactly what reality show she was on, but she's important.
How many followers?
1.4 million.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
So don't judge me based on my Instagram followers. I just unprivated myself, okay? So, but it's funny, you look at some of these people that'll pop up in my feed that I don't follow, and I'll click on them, and they've got hundreds of thousands, and then I'll go say, oh, is this a celebrity? Is this should I know this person? And you look at them, and then they're just like a mom who takes pictures of her kids.
normal person.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with social media and Instagram like that. Like, you see people making brands out of themselves, mm-hmm. getting all these followers. I don't really want that many followers, but how do they get that many followers?
That's
what are they
I'm
doing?
Saying. What are they doing? So I was looking at some of the tricks. And first of all, I don't know if you noticed this, but all the mom bloggers or mom influencers, all their pictures are really, they have a lot of white and brightness to them. So I think they have a special filter they put on them. That's one thought. And then they also write a ton of stuff in the comment section.
Yeah.
Hashtag this, hashtag
yeah.
that. And I don't know about you, but I write next to nothing in my Instagram photos.
I'm like, here's my photo.
Me too. I'm so boring. I'm just like, hashtag happy Memorial Day. Here's my daughter. Here's me. Like, that's
yeah.
it. Because I view Instagram, I just go there for the pictures.
Right.
Just looking at it for the photos. Like, I'm going to use a really old school analogy. Playboy. When people read Playboy, they don't go for the articles. I'm just on Instagram.
Some will claim that they did.
I just want to look at pretty pictures. And I want to look at food porn, too. Lately, that's been my thing. I've been looking at so
yeah.
many good things to eat. And so you had an experience recently, Buck, where you got a chance to put plenty of food porn on your Instagram page. At least I saw some Facebook photos of food porn, and I was liking it. In Italy, it's all around you.
That's right. So I went to Italy. I was gone 2 weeks, so that's why I wasn't on the last podcast. But I had the chance to eat all kinds of delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lesson, too, that in Italy, you can't buy a slice of pizza. They bring a whole pizza to
I
you.
I know.
So I took a picture of it, and I posted a few of them.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, my goodness,
let's talk about, my stomach is grumbling right now as you say this. Let's talk about Italy pizza. Let's talk about real, authentic Italian pizza. It's different, huh?
It's so different. You know, all the food, the pizza.
Lighter.
It's so lighter. First of all, there is no spaghetti and meatballs. We must have made that up because they don't have that.
We make a lot of stuff up. We made up French fries, right?
Yeah, I think so. So all the pizza is like thin crust, And you can eat a whole, it's like a medium thin crust is what their normal one-man pizza is. And I ate the whole thing, and I still felt fine. I wasn't bloated. I didn't have to lay down and take a nap. I was like, get up and go. Like, what do they use in their dough? And it was just super light.
All of their food is so fresh.
Yeah.
And so when you come back, I don't want to get personal with you on this, but I just remember when we were in Europe and then when we came back, it was like your stomach has to make a major adjustment to eating American processed foods again.
Yes. I was fine when we came back, but then a couple days later,
it feels like you've got a rock in your stomach. Like, what is that? There's just
It made me. I don't know a lot about what U.S. does to their food, but it made me think we are doing something. We are, because it's not right. How is the food in Italy so good?
Also, think about tomatoes.
The
tomatoes there are so fragrant and flavorful. And here tomatoes are, you know, depending upon what kind of tomatoes you get, you might get ones that taste like water.
Water. We did another trip years ago to Costa Rica, and they gave us a bunch of fruit at our hotel, and I had tasted it. Oh, my God. It was like pineapple. You would have thought I'd never had pineapple before in my life. Okay? And then I was like, what are they feeding us at home? Because this is fresh fruit. Like, and then I got back to the U.S. I still don't really do pineapple. I'm like, I've had the best. I'm not going back. I can't.
Aside from the amazing, we could talk all day about food if you want to. I'm there with you. But what other things just totally impressed you about Italy? What did you take in and you're like, oh my gosh, this place is amazing? Because I know you loved it.
Yeah, Italy was great. We went to the three major cities. We, you know, took trains to those cities. We had a long, long flight. That's what unimpressed me.
Oh, okay. How did you survive that? And now that long flight to get there, okay, in a way, it should be not so bad because the flight there is never as bad because you're like, okay, we're excited about the trip. We can talk about the trip. But as a parent, you're leaving Jackson at home, so you have all that anxiety the entire time of the trip, unless you're drunk the whole time, which some people might do.
It was a little of both. So it was a 9-day trip, a 10.5-hour flight, okay? It was fine. We dropped off Jackson with the grandparents, like most parents do. You leave them with someone safe. We got on the flight. We upgraded our seat. I spent like $600 upgrading my seats.
Good for you.
For leg
you
room
it.
And alcohol.
You have to. You're tall.
Purposes.
And you need alcohol.
But on a 9-day trip, it really didn't hit me till about day 5.
Really?
We were in, I don't know where we were at, some city, some cafe, having the world's best food. And I looked at my wife and I was like,
who are you?
I was like, it hit me. I was like, I miss him. He needs to be here.
Oh, I thought you meant the jet lag. Okay, no missing Jackson. Okay,
missing
I'm
Jackson.
Sorry. Okay,
yeah.
5 days is when missing your child hit you, when the jet lag hit
5 days into vacation, I said, we need him. He should be here.
Aww.
He should be here. Now, he couldn't because that's too much. I'm sure some people listening do take their kids on
4-year-old, 5-year-old, yes.
But for us, it wouldn't be ready. I'm not prepared.
You need a staff to come with you,
I'm not prepared for a 4-year-old on a 10.5-hour flight.
Because you know why? Especially, the 10.5-hour flight, forget it. But not only that, when you get to a foreign country, you are a fish out of water. You're trying to figure out the language. You're trying to figure out where you're going. And your brain can't juggle those tasks at the same time. It's very difficult to have your eye on your child and worried about their well-being and then thinking about all these new things you have to digest.
That's it. We were on foot. We were at luggage carrying in the middle of the streets in a city bigger than New York City. We're trying to find this. I'm looking at Google Maps. We're going down alleys. We don't know when our next meal is. So we're like, you know, what are we going to do? If I had the kid with me,
you've got a plan for his.
I don't even know.
Right. Meltdown if you don't have food when you need it.
That's it.
And you know what else, too? I mean, we're used to the convenience of going in. We know what our kids like, what little snacks they might like. Go get them some goldfish at 7-Eleven.
Yep.
But there, you don't know. I mean, it's a totally different world. How do you find what your child's going to be happy snacking on?
Yeah. And if you don't know, you're like, okay, he's hungry. Let's go to that place right there.
Mm-hmm.
You go into that place and guess what? It's like the
squid. It's squid pasta.
Fancy schmancy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. White tablecloth, tuxedo only. I got my suitcase and a tank top on. Excuse me?
So, what did you think of Italian people?
Italian people were fine.
Did you see? You flew in there, right? You flew into Rome?
Yeah.
Do they still have the machine guns pointed at you when you get off the plane?
Okay, they weren't pointed at us, but I did see, it's not really police, but it's more like a military presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they are everywhere. They're mainly in front of like very popular monuments, places to go. And they're not pointing the guns at us, but you do see either semi-automatic or fully automatic
right.
assault guns. I don't know what kind because I don't really know guns. I did take a picture of one, and my wife was like, don't take a picture of him. They're gonna arrest us, you know? I'm like, oh, calm down. Just a picture.
No, you know what's crazy? I read this article about Italy, and they haven't really been as affected as some countries in Europe by
yeah.
different issues related to acts of terrorism and things like that. And one of the reasons this article was explaining why, and one of it was they just don't mess around. You get there, and it's like, hey, we're here. We've got our military.
Yeah.
And the other reason is they don't care about profiling.
Yeah. Do you want to know the biggest presence of military mm-hmm. police that I saw? One day we went on almost a field trip out of Rome to a winery.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to the winery, it had a full gate. I mean, the gate was as big as, you know, a building.
Right.
One of those old,
yes.
old ones in steel. When you open it, it goes. That had heavy military presence with machine guns in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And our
They're
our,
making a statement.
Do not touch our wine.
They probably had some Ferraris back there, too, and some designer
Maybe.
Clothes. Like, Italy produces such great culture, and
yeah.
you can just kind of feel it when you're there.
Yeah.
And you went to northern Italy, too.
Yeah, we went to northern
Italy.
Because
that's where you went to the winery.
Yeah, we went to Rome, we went to Florence, which is kind of Tuscany,
mm-hmm.
and then really north, which is Venice.
So you didn't get to the south. Rome was as south as you went?
Yeah. We debated long about where to go,
mm-hmm.
and we factored in every city in Italy, I
sure.
think. And in the long run, for us to make the amount of days where we wouldn't miss our child so much.
You had to narrow it down.
We narrowed it down. And then we were going to just do Rome
mm-hmm.
and just branch off on day trips from Rome. But
so
we
you went
were
to
like,
the Vatican?
Oh, we went to the Vatican.
Right.
I was like, Vatican, okay, it'll be cool. No. One of my favorite
Amazing.
Things.
Amazing.
Couldn't
I
believe
know.
It.
I
Couldn't
know.
Couldn't believe it.
It's just, it's so awe-inspiring.
But again, I was like in the Vatican and I had a thought in my head. I was like, Jackson wouldn't like
mm-hmm.
this.
mm-hmm. Right. No.
Yeah.
We went to the Vatican on Easter Sunday.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. And it just kind of timed out that way. We were on a cruise there. And our stop in Rome was
wow.
Easter Sunday. So it was
you
pretty amazing.
You had mm-hmm. to.
Yes.
Was it packed?
The Pope was out there speaking to
yeah.
people. It was crazy. It was surreal.
I got to kind of walk out right where the Pope walks out.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go like right by there. It was
right.
cool. I had my Pope moment for a minute. This is what
I saw
it feels
your Trevi
like.
Fountain, too.
Yeah, our hotel was next to it.
Oh, nice.
So
that's a great area.
We just woke up and walked there, and then we had some wine in front of another place that I cannot pronounce. Forum. That was it, the
okay.
Forum.
So I noticed, and you were taking all kinds of fun photos at the Coliseum, too. You were getting
yeah.
into it.
Getting
You're
into it.
Reliving the sort of
that is
the
spot
era.
I really miss Jackson because he would have loved it. We went underground mm-hmm. Where they used to keep the animals and the slaves.
Right.
And when the bruised and beaten fighters would come down or the dead bodies,
mm-hmm.
that's where they would put them. So we got the exclusive tour. And I was like, oh, Jackson would love this. Swords
oh,
and stuff.
Oh, he would have loved it. But
yeah.
he would not have. You would not have loved or survived the 10.5-hour trip, the flight.
No.
Now, I noticed your wife's hair is lighter, right? She lightened her hair?
She hasn't done anything
to it. Am I imagining
it.
Things? In the pictures, it looked blonder to
you
me.
You know, Roxanne, the sun is a little
is it,
different
Is that
over
what
there.
It is? Okay. Well, anyways, I'm thinking she looks like a little bit of a blonde. Italian guys love
Do
American.
They?
So I was she getting like catcalls and stuff. Did you notice that?
No,
I mean,
no. Well, so everyone knows my wife is from Dominican Republic.
Right.
Spanish.
Right.
So she did straighten it before
okay.
we went. So
Maybe
she looks a lot more American
mm-hmm.
and it is kind of blonde highlights or whatever. So no, I didn't notice anything.
Okay.
I didn't see any guys going.
I remember when I was there as like a teenager, like in my early 20s, and it was like. The guys don't hold back on like,
no,
hey,
no.
Yeah. They're kind of, and you know what? It may have also had to do with the part of Italy we were in. Because like you said, you did more of the northern part.
Yeah.
And what I've heard, again, from a cultural standpoint, northern Italy is a little bit more, I mean, look, their food offerings are completely different north versus south.
Right.
So their culture is a little bit different in that they're more snooty. They're
okay.
more refined. That's where you have all the fashion districts.
Right.
And Milan, and then when you get southern Italy, they're not as cold, they're warmer.
Yeah.
They're very hospitable, but it's kind of the wild, wild west. So especially on the roadways, people drive like animals.
And
yeah, I was it's just to lawless. Drive. Yes, and you didn't even get to southern Italy.
No.
That's insane. So that's kind of the difference, but you can't go wrong. You want to go back, right?
I want to go back, but I told my wife, I said, you know, no more trips without Jackson.
Right.
So maybe when he gets a little older, mm-hmm. we'll go back. But for now, we're going to stay local and bring him along.
Oh, how sweet. You're a good daddy and mommy. So let me ask you this. What did you learn about jet lag? Because you seem to do okay. And I have horrible jet lag. So I always need to talk to you and get any advice. Did you find any tips for success?
Man, I whatever I did was the worst you can do. Because when we came back, of course, the flight is super long. And then we get to the U.S. in Philadelphia. We have to go through customs. That takes super long. We get picked for the extra security check. Ugh. And then we barely make our flight. And then we're just praying our bags got on. We got in at like midnight back to Tampa. Then had to Uber back to the house. We woke up then so tired. Mm-hmm. So jet lag. But we're like, we have to go get our son. We haven't
right.
seen him.
Oh, you're so excited.
So then we
what
drive.
Was that like?
2.5 hours to go get him, and it was the best.
Oh,
you know, he ran to
feeling?
Us. Ah, you're back. And then we get home from there, and then we have to go find our dogs, go pick up our dogs from mm-hmm. different people. Then the next day, we're like, okay. But it was like.
And Jackson has so much energy. Did you guys have to tag team him?
Oh, yes.
Because one of you
so
has to sleep,
much.
And one of you, yep.
We couldn't keep up. Mm-hmm. Our bodies weren't used to it. You're used to him, his activities. He's not in anymore. So it was like, okay, you go. You do an hour. Then I do an hour.
I know.
You do. Yeah.
That's your only option.
So it was really bad, but we were happy to, you know, have everyone back together.
Well, I'm happy we're back together, Buck. You're back here. A
yes.
lot's happened since the last parenting podcast that we did.
Yeah.
No, nothing's happened.
No, nothing?
Nothing's happened.
I was like, please tell me. Do we have any kind of something happen? News? No.
We had Kelsey on the show, one of our coworkers here at Beasley Media Group. She did a great job. She's expecting a child. And then you, me, Kelsey, we're all chit-chatting over in the break room. And we were talking. You brought this up. It's a great topic. So we're going to save this for next week.
Okay.
What was it again? It was a list of things.
It was a list.
Because she's obviously cultivating all of her baby stuff.
That's right. And I always try to give her little tips. Mm-hmm. It's the five things, in my opinion, that you need to buy before you have your child that you will use the most, and years later you will still use them.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to get to that. Just want to let if you're viewing this, if you're watching this video, watching this podcast instead of listening to
PGTV.
It. Yes, PGTV. Then got to let you know, hair brought to you by Humidity today. It's awful here in Tampa.
Oh, I know what you mean. My hair's everywhere today.
But Buck insisted that we get on YouTube. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.